USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When it comes to his June 12th summit in Singapore with the leader of North Korea, President Trump tells a rally in Indiana last night,
I think it's going to be a very big success.
And as for his decision this week to pull the United States out of the Iran nuclear deal, the president told that rally crowd he hopes to renegotiate that deal with Iran.
And I hope to be able to make a deal with them. A good deal, a fair deal, a good deal for them, better for them, better for them. But we cannot allow them to have nuclear weapons.
A package bomb left at the front door of a church in southeast Texas explodes late last night. It caused minor damage to the building. No injuries reported, but it marks the second time in 2 weeks that such a device has been found in the city of Beaumont. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant, backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Long-awaited results of the military's investigation of the deaths of four American soldiers in Niger in October were made public yesterday at the Pentagon.
Among the findings in the 6,000-page report included the men had not been fully trained and that the mission conducted near the Mali border had not been approved by the proper military authorities. General Thomas Waldhauser says, as a result of the report, changes have been made for all U.S. troops operating in Western Africa.
Yeah, I will ensure the lessons learned are communicated to all levels within AFRICOM, as well as within the component commands, and integrate these changes into our daily operational activities.
I'm John Clemens.
Government experts have been warning that the Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island could have a major eruption at any time. Now the Hawaii governor has issued a presidential disaster declaration request so that federal funds could be made available for that natural disaster. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
A White House official is under fire for reportedly saying that Senator John McCain doesn't matter because he's dying. The Arizona Republican is against President Trump's nominee to be CIA Director Gina Haspel. According to The Hill, White House Special Assistant Kelly Sadler said McCain's opposition doesn't matter because he's dying. McCain was diagnosed with brain cancer last summer and hasn't been in the nation's capital since late last year. Sadler has reportedly apologized to McCain's family. The Trump administration is now cutting off funding for a NASA research program that tracks greenhouse gases. Science Magazine reports the administration won't fund any new research under the carbon monitoring system. The program, known as CMS, tracks the flow of carbon dioxide all around the planet to check on improvements and failures of efforts to cut pollution linked to climate change. A NASA spokesman telling the magazine the administration is canceling the $10 million program because of higher priorities when it comes to the science budget. And the oldest living American is dead. Delphine Gibson of Pennsylvania died Wednesday at 114, born in 1903, and crediting her longevity to her faith and her church family. Pennsylvania's governor calling her an incredible Pennsylvanian. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.